Good morning, friends. It's January 16th, and I talked to you yesterday about our distractions in prayer. You know, I found a quote from C.S. Lewis that says, "A concentrated mind and a sitting body make for better prayer than a kneeling body and a mind half asleep." And that's so true, that God wants our concentrated mind, regardless of what position our body is in. I know some people like to kneel and pray simply out of honor for God, and that's great, but if we do that while we're falling asleep, it's not very honoring to God. People tend to really feel a lot of guilt about distraction during prayer, and I hope that's something that you realize God understands, and He just wants your heart, and He wants you to spend time with Him, and hopefully we can come up with some ideas that can help us with that distraction. Now, another thing that people really struggle with when it comes to guilt and prayer is that I think all of us know somebody who is like a master prayer, someone who seems to spend time with God in long lengths of time, hours in prayer. And let me just be honest with you, that's not me. I really struggle with long periods of time with focused prayer. And I was looking up and reading what some of the heroes of the faith that I've read have said about prayer. And I just want to share a couple of those with you, maybe to take a little bit of the pressure off of you. Martin Luther in the 1500s wrote this. He said, "The fewer the words, the better the prayer." Now that is contrary to anything I have ever thought about prayer. Charles Spurgeon said this. He said, "True prayer is measured by weight, not by length. A single groan before God may have more fullness of prayer than a fine oration of great length." And I think that is huge for me to remember, is that God is not in heaven with His stopwatch recording how long my prayers are. He cares about my sincerity. He cares about my motivation. And He cares about me honoring Him. And you know, if we look at the prayers in Scripture, it is really hard not to notice that all of them are brief and simple. Now, I'm not here today to say we should never have longer times of prayer. We absolutely should spend focused time in prayer. We know that Jesus would go and He would pray through the night. Now, I'm not capable of doing that. I wish I was, but that's not how I am made up. Going back to 1 Thessalonians 5 that we talked about clear back at the beginning of the year, that we are to, according to 1 Thessalonians, pray continually. Now, obviously, we can't pray all day long, every minute of the day, but making prayer part of our daily walk with God. I think it's wonderful that we start the morning with prayer. I think it's important that we start with giving God the first of our day, but taking the pressure off of ourselves that we have to be some kind of prayer warrior champion that prays longer. You know, I've known a lot of people who prayed a lot of time in prayer, but you look at some of the things that they do and the way that they treat others, and you don't see the fruit of it. So it's taking the religiosity out of it, and it's placing in the relationship with Jesus. Let's go to Him with a brief prayer today. Father, thank You. Thank You for my life. Thank You for bringing me through the worst days of my life to this point. Thank You for Your Son, Jesus, for the forgiveness He gives me. And may I glorify You today, Lord, in every action, in every word, and in every thought. In Jesus' name, amen.